Shiny, shiny. How weird was it that we had a random conversation about the toitness of the Mothman butt, and then I got that?
Yeah. Your phone was listening.
Yeah, but they posted it at the same time we had had that conversation.
Yeah, that's weird.
I thought that was cool. Synchronicities of all synchronicities.
Is that a synchronicity, or is it something listening to you?
No, it had to have been a synchronicity because it wasn't an ad.
They
would have
prepared the sale ahead of time.
Yeah, it was the Mothman Museum posted about a sale.
It's on Gryffindor just walked by.
On the shiny, tiny t-shirt.
Girl with a Gryffindor scarf.
All right, well, I guess we can just get started and jump into it here. Since we are now doing episode 1 of season 2, I don't know if we can even call that a full first season since it was only
Well, it's
five.
Like when you start a new network series and they start like mid-season just to test it out. That's what we did.
That's what that was.
It's always a shorter season.
It was just a long...
It's a British season.
Yeah.
It was a long pilot. So anyway, season 2 has begun of the Window Light podcast is what we'll keep calling it, I suppose.
You have a whole script?
No, it's just notes.
Oh.
Just notes.
I didn't even look up daylight saving time.
So speaking of unexplained things, you may be asking, why is daylight savings time what I wanted to talk about today? Because it seems pretty explainable, right?
It does. But in fact, there is no explanation for it.
There's a lot of explanations for it, which is what makes it... I just don't have a good feeling about it, put it that way. It's one of those things that I have always questioned as, why are we doing it? Why can no one really explain to me why it's being done satisfactorily? And if it is being explained, it's usually like a very quick little explanation, like, that's it, why did you question it in the first place? Or someone kind of like makes a joke about it. It becomes sort of a humorous response. And I'm like, well, what are we hiding? What are we covering up here? So we were chatting about that, the three of us. Oh, I can introduce who we all are. So it's the same two people from the first season. It's me, Coy, and it's my wife, Jamie. And we have a special guest with us today. Special guest. You may remember from season 1. I'm going to keep saying season 1 a lot. Historian about town.
Oh, that's correct.
Kate. Thank you. Kate.
Hey.
Thank you for coming to see us today.
Thanks for having me. Hey, Jamie.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
It's been a while.
I put some notes together, pulled some random notes together just to kind of show how involved this topic actually is. So the first thing that jumped out at me when we just did the basic Google search on the thing, and anytime you bring up daylight savings time here lately, everyone says, oh, that's about to go away. There's legislation. And is anyone actually aware of the legislation that has been proposed?
Marco Rubio?
That's as good a guess as any. I don't know. It could be.
I think that's right.
It very well could be. We'll research and we'll correct that.
I can't remember the politician, but I saw one of them in one of the arguments for the legislation where it described daylight savings time as sunshine, smiles, and savings.
I like that. It's good. So
it's like a furniture discount store.
That was my favorite one, I think.
Apparently what's really going to happen is it's not that they're going to not do it anymore. It's that it will be all the time. If the current bill passes, permanent daylight savings time would take effect on November 5th, 2023, which means we will always be an hour ahead. And so right off the bat, that's why I have a slight problem with this thing of every time we go outside and the sun is directly overhead, we're going to look at our watches and it's going to be 1 o'clock. So maybe not a big deal. Maybe it is. But when I sent you the message saying that this is the one we were going to do, you had a very strong reaction to it. So
what is the devil's time?
The devil's time, something about greatest lie ever told or something. You got really fired up. So what?
Well, if time is a construct anyway, why further try to control something that we kind of agree is a construct. Doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. And what we were talking about the other night was, like, noon is noon.
Right.
Yeah. And how I look at it is, if somebody snuck into my house and changed my alarm clock back or forward an hour so that I was waking up at the wrong time, I'd be really pissed. And it feels like that's what the government is doing when they tell us it's a different time.
Right. Because it's not a different time. It is the time. It's just you're now lying about the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And how much that can throw you up, just an hour one way or the other.
Did you... Maybe this is on your list, but all of the negative health benefits... Or benefits, mm-hmm. all the negative...
Negative health benefits.
Health consequences.
That's better.
Of just an hour, like you're more likely to have a heart attack or a stroke the Monday after daylight savings than any other day of the
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one of those statistics said that the state that there isn't a spike in heart attacks is Arizona, where they don't have it at all.
So apparently a organizational psychologist at the University of Oregon did some research on this. And his research revealed that the shift to daylight savings time influences our ability to perceive the moral features of a given situation also. He says here, we again examined internet search behavior and followed up with our own experiment. In the experiment, we kept half of our research participants awake throughout the night and allowed the other half to get a full night's sleep. We found that the day following the shift to daylight savings time, or following a nights of sleep deprivation, people were less able to discern when a situation involved issues of moral relevance than when they were well rested.
So we're headed towards a lawless society is what mm-hmm. I'm hearing you say. A permanent lawless society.
That's the extreme. He goes on to say the time change also affects our judgment in formal settings. A recent study found that judges hand out harsher sentences 5% longer in duration the Monday following the time change as compared to other times in the year. So this means that sleep and public policy related to sleep could be influencing important decisions that should be impartial. I mean, isn't that enough?
Well, I was also looking at some stuff that suggested that the effects of like losing an hour are similar to the effects of jet lag when you're changing time zones.
Mm-hmm.
So like it gives you complete like fatigue, difficulty sleeping. It does throw off your cognitive abilities just because your body is kind of freaked out by being in a different time. So it makes sense that it would lead to problems of morality and being able to judge as well.
You may be asking yourself, when did I first hear about daylight savings time? It says here that at some point in elementary school, so sometime in elementary school is when we're taught about it, children learned that daylight savings time was originally intended to give farmers an extra hour of light to work the fields. Not true.
Right.
What?
Is that a genuine reaction?
Nuh-uh.
Apparently, farmers actually hated this practice. Because it cut an hour of daylight in the morning, leaving them an hour less to get goods to market, and with most preferring to use the seasons and the sun rather than a clock to establish their daily schedules. Okay, U.S. first enacted daylight savings time during World War I, ostensibly to conserve energy by cutting down on the time people would artificially light their homes. Germany started the trend in 1916, with the U.S. and the U.K. following suit. But before World War I had ended, Congress repealed the practice to quell the revolt from the farm lobby. And then President Roosevelt enacted daylight savings time again during World War II. You were right. But the farm lobby staved off any peacetime daylight savings acts until 1966, when Congress passed the Uniform Time Act to solve the problem of a chaotic patchwork of some regions continuing to observe daylight savings after the war, while others did not. And for the record, Hawaii and Arizona continue to opt out. Yep, and as you both have mentioned, this daylight savings time, we'll call it DST.
Don't make it sound cool. It's not cool.
It's never going to catch on.
Fine.
Stop trying to make it happen, Coy.
Well, the DST.
It's so fetch.
It essentially fights the natural order of our circadian rhythms. the natural sleep-wake process of our bodies. And here's the main reason why. Our circadian rhythms rely on bright, natural light in the morning to wake us up and to synchronize important biological processes. The dimmer light in the evening make us sleepy and ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unhealthy to alter our body's sleep schedule to have more daylight hours in the evening. But also that's one of the arguments that says why it's, you know, a consistent, you know, year-round system should be agreed upon, but they're arguing that this consistent year-round system should be daylight savings time in full effect, the hour off.
Instead of standard time.
Mm-hmm. This one website had shown sort of the extremes that would occur to sunrise and sunset across the country if daylight savings time was permanent. In many cities around the country, switching to permanent DST will delay sunrise. For example, Indianapolis would experience sunrise at 9.06 a.m. in the morning at some points during the year.
Can you imagine? Oh.
That means children and adults are going to school and work in the dark for multiple months of the year. In fact, in 1974, the United States experimented by switching to permanent DST in 1974. And quickly reverted to a biannual clock change later that same year because the experiment had negative effects on health, safety, and performance.
And yet, we continue. And I can't imagine 6 months out of the year not having light when I'm already halfway through my morning. I mean, I realize that that's also a factor of where we live. Mm-hmm. I mean, different mm-hmm. places on the globe, you know.
Well, we have that little chunk of it right before daylight saving time ends where we're getting ready for work in the dark. And it's a rough couple of weeks until it switches.
You know, it's funny. I'm kind of related. When we used to live where we lived, not so far from here, where there were no street lights and... But when we had a couple of hurricanes where we lost power for a couple of days, I'm sure mm-hmm. anywhere around here. And for like 4 or 5 days where we had no power, there was no power on the street, there was just nothing, it was silence. I notoriously, like, I can't sleep at night, I can't wake up in the morning. I was falling asleep and waking up to a natural rhythm. Like, the first night it was really weird, but it only took my body like 24 hours to get to a point where I was up when the sun came up, and as soon as the sun started going down, I was physically calming down, emotionally kind of coming to a calmer place. And for the couple days that persisted, I don't think I've ever slept better. Mm-hmm. And there's other stuff that's in there too, right? Like, I wasn't scrolling on my phone, we weren't watching TV late into the night because we couldn't, but we had, you know, candles and oil lamps and stuff like that mm-hmm. that we were, like, screwing around with. But it didn't take long to fall into what was just a natural rhythm for mm-hmm. millennia.
Yeah.
Stupid World War One.
Yeah.
That, stupid Ben Franklin.
That happened in, the first year I was in Virginia Beach and we had that big snowstorm and the power was out for, like, 3 days or something. And I was just in that little studio apartment and just me by myself, and of course no power, as you've said. Had my phone for the, you know, tell what time it was, but yeah, I noticed that too. I would wake up when the sun mm-hmm. came up outside, and I was in bed by like 8 o'clock all of those nights because I was starting to get tired.
But right, you weren't bored. It was just everything was coming to that natural mm-hmm. point at the end of the day.
Yep. So get a book, read for a little bit, and then it was time to go to sleep. And yes, slept really well because it was no Wi-Fi router was going, no little hums and buzzes throughout the night. Mm-hmm. It was just complete dead silence. And yeah, totally got in tune with the world. And it was so jarring when everything came back on.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally get that. So if there is a more sinister reason out there to keep people from being natural and feeling comfortable and actually recharging, we know one way to do it is with artificial time and electricity and the internet and all the other distractions, right? Another thing I wanted to poke at that I thought about a minute ago when you were talking about I don't remember what you said. I'm going to cut that out because that was dumb. The act of everyone in the country, for the most part, doing the same thing or thinking about the same thing twice a year. Isn't that like a lot of psychic energy in one place, thinking about one thing that someone could be manipulating that energy in some way? So we know for like today, we're giving attention and time to it right now ourselves. That we're all focusing on this one thing, the time of day, and the fact that we have to change it. Or even that next morning, a whole lot of people are setting their oven clocks and their microwave clocks or whatever. That's got to mean something, right? That could be manipulated.
I would think so. And there's a lot of emotions tied to it. Well, I mean, there's obviously a good subsect of humanity that just goes with it because that's the way it is. But it still evokes emotions no matter how you feel about it. So you're either upset about it or you're resigned, like you've got some kind of emotion going on, or it's a minor annoyance, but something you got to put up with. So whatever it's going on, and however you think about it, it is some emotion attached to it. And I feel like most people feel at least a slight annoyance by the disruption to their natural rhythms, you know?
Everyone is focused on something that is completely unnatural and in a way meaningless and pointless, right?
One of the statistics we looked up said that 6 in 10 Americans want to switch to permanent no daylight savings time. So if more than half of people in the country want to switch, like why do they want to keep us in it?
I don't know. That's the unexplained part of this. I don't know what the motivation is and why most of the world is so resigned to, like, I don't care one way or the other. And if it's not a big deal, and if someone isn't getting something out of it or benefiting from it, or if there isn't some nefarious reason behind it, why isn't it just done?
Well, it's definitely a product of a completely different era, where we didn't have the bells and whistles and the 24-hour cycle of everything all the time, like, you know, the 24-hour economy the way that we do now. So whatever the original proposal was, whether it's for, you know, stores being open or farmers doing business or whatever it is, all of that's null and void. The thing that does bother me so much, though, is that there's so much direct evidence that it's harmful to a vast population on so many different levels. Just change it.
I think we're also conditioned to think that it takes so many people to agree on something in the political sphere that it's just not possible. So I think that even though people get upset by it, they think, well, nothing ever gets passed. So right. Why even try?
Yeah. Why does my opinion even matter? Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'll just be miserable for 6 months. And then when I finally start adjusting to something and it finally starts working for me, it's going to be time to change it already. That's also why I'm really mad, is I've had a really good week waking up decently and getting a real jump start on the stuff I wanted to do for my day. And that's going to go away.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
And forever.
And forever.
Potentially.
Yeah.
If that passes. Because you think about an hour, on paper doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But when you think about how the body operates, I start getting tired at 10, not 9.
Yeah.
Just that little bit, that matter of an hour. I am.
But it's not 10, though. It's not 10.
All right. You're right. Whatever the time is inside my body.
It's not the same time as it is outside your body.
Yes. And there's an hour's worth of difference between me being ready for sleep and being ready to not sleep.
Right.
Or even getting up in the morning. I'm still really asleep at 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just doesn't matter when I went to bed. Doesn't matter how much sleep I got. It's still at 5 o'clock. I'm still going to be sleeping.
And I'm naturally constantly irritated anyway throughout the day. But when I don't sleep enough, so much worse. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great way to just keep people like me constantly irritated their entire lives.
But that brings up, you mentioned this earlier too, Jamie, the idea of sleep there's no such thing. I'll have to go back and... This is another podcast I listened to about sleep. There's no such thing as catching up on sleep. Mm-hmm. It cannot be done. Yeah. Once you've lost it, you've lost it. But that lack of catching up in itself has to be cumulative. So it's not that you're losing an hour for one night or whatever. All that whole time that it takes your body and everything else to adjust is cumulative over time.
Well, back to the point that I made earlier when you and I were talking offline before this show. If it's so important in some of the spells and some of the rituals that you work on to have to do something right at 1:32, because that's when the stars are wherever they're supposed to be at and mm-hmm. everything is in alignment, if the time is always now wrong, or is it always now right, or how do you have any confidence that you're doing something at the right time? If star charts are so important to do your horoscope,
yeah, you have to know exact time, minute, and second you're born in order to calculate things the correct way.
Yeah. So now, if someone was say born at that crossover, there was a possibility that someone could be born at two completely separate 1:30 a.m.s, and that's an hour off between these two people, and that could be a big difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of what the end product ends up being. So that's, again, more artificial manipulation.
And you said the equinoxes have been wrong?
Yeah. I mean, apparently the equinoxes will always be wrong
always
if we're putting
be off.
Some artificial time on it, because it's based on where the sun is, where you are geographically at that
right.
time. Everyone doesn't share the same equinox. So if that's important to your spiritualism or whatever it is you're
mm-hmm. that's important
you're using.
In any kind of religious tradition I can think of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I see a problem also. It's just the uncertainty and the not knowing. I mean, it's already crazy enough how many different calendars that we have had over the millennia, but to really be sitting here now and not even truly knowing what time it is going forward it's hard for me to reckon with, put it that way. Someone's benefiting from it, because this is way too much trouble for the little bit of benefit that we're being shown here.
Which is no longer applicable.
Right. And in the beginning, wasn't even applicable, because the farmers hated it the whole time.
Right.
And really not applicable now, because where do people shop? They shop on Amazon.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
it's not like they're going to the stores and shopping.
Right.
That's
the
true.
Mall being open, lights being on in stores later on doesn't... There is no benefit there in this type of, in an economic sense anymore. I think this is more dealing with humans and how we exist in this realm
mm-hmm.
and how our energies are being manipulated. And someone's getting something out of that. I don't know what the something is, have no idea. It's not our job to answer any questions here,
but hopefully get people thinking about it, so you look for your own answers.
Have to be keen observers of populations on Monday, Tuesday.
Yes. Watch them closely.
That's right.
What a bummer of a first episode.
Wow.
to open up with. But that's fine. They're not all going to be happy, fun episodes. I don't know that we've had a single happy, fun episode yet.
Yeah, we're not here to have a good time.
We're not here to
we're
have
here
a
to
good
think.
Time. We don't want anyone having a good time while listening to this.
It's optional.
Yes. Completely optional. Yeah.
DST, man.
DST.
Down with DST.
Down with DST. Oh, we're making pins.
Yeah. We're starting a movement.
Is that our first merch?
Yeah, down with DST.
Is it possible to do an entire season just based on just time?
Yeah.
Yeah, because time is a construct.
All right, so season two will be a time-themed season. And the unexplained things that are tied into time, be it in music, films, literature, any paranormal accounts that people have of losing time,
mm-hmm.
All that kind of good stuff. I'm sure we can get a season out of that.
Theological discrepancies?
Yes.
Mm.
All right. That works for me. So yeah, that's what we're basically doing now on the show. It's no longer just personal accounts and personal tales. It's anything that is of an unexplained nature. You like that?
I like it. Good. I'm for it.
Good for it. Okay.
I'm going to subscribe.
Well, please do. We appreciate it.
And she's about town all the time, historian ways.
That's right.
Doing stuff as a historian.
Constantly abouting the town.
Peddling her wares.
With my watch on.
With her watch on. And so while she's about town, she's going to tell everybody about it.
That's right. Did you ever look at your watch at the same time? Like, do you have a specific time that you always seem to catch when you're looking at your watch?
Or? Yes.
Yeah.
12:34, constantly.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Do you have one?
No. None that are consistent. I mean, I have done it for, you know, like a week straight. I might look at it at the same time, but it's never a consistent
thing. Oh, and then, of course, 3:23 every single morning, just about. Wasn't it in some horror movie? Woke up at 3:23?
That's pretty close. You can do an episode on that, too. There's a whole, 3 a.m. phenomenon, I think.
Mm-hmm. But again, it's not always the same 3:23, so.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's, God.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's 11:11. I see it twice a day, which is also my birthday, which is weird. That's probably why I just notice it. But just no matter what I'm doing, I might clock on my computer, looking down at my watch, I see 11:11 constantly.
You know what you're also seeing?
What?
You're also seeing 4 ones.
What is
constantly.
That? What
which
does that
is,
mean? I'm sure that's terrible.
Well, I don't know what it means, but I know seeing 4 ones in a row is completely different than looking at the hands on a clock that are sitting at a certain angle.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah.
And everything is symbols, and your brain reacts to symbols in a weird way, so you looking at the hands of a clock, your body may do something totally different than when you're seeing those numbers.
Yeah.
And so if the numbers themselves are what's doing something, then it doesn't really matter what my body thinks it is. If the clock is displaying 3:23, it's going to wake me up if I think it's 4:23 or 3:23.
So you should do a numerology episode.
Maybe. That's so tiring. It's so tiring.
Seems like it's a lot of math.
It's a lot. It's very tiring.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of math, but it's all very simple math, but there's so many different interpretations that are tied to it. We could go down a very long rabbit hole on numerology. We probably will do it if someone has some sort of a encounter or there's something unexplained about it we can look at. We can do that for sure. Because I went for a while there, I was just obsessed with counting the numbers up on things I would see to the point that it was getting kind of like a handicap almost, like I was stuck with, I shouldn't do that at this time. I'm gonna wait a minute. So that feels, again, that feels false, like I'm being bothered by something that doesn't matter.
You're trying to manipulate your environment.
Yep. As opposed to just living in it.
Mm-hmm.